This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate news of this Monday is of the bovine variety. Borden Dairy, the Elsie the Cow Company, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The 163-year-old firm said its current debt was unsustainable. Back in November, you might remember, Borden's bigger competitor, Dean Foods, filed as well and is said to be looking to sell itself to a dairy co-op. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at what's going on, or maybe what's going wrong, in milk.
The milk industry is doing okay, just not the stuff we drink, according to Peter Vitaliano, an economist with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Total use of milk, what we call commercial use of milk produced in the United States, has actually been growing pretty consistently for years now. It's the fluid part that's declining.
People are eating plenty of cheese and yogurt and other milk products, but Vitaliano says we only drink about 20% of the milk produced. Plus, the growth of plant-based drinks, your soy milks, oat milks, even banana milks, are eating away at the market share for cow's milk.
So the consumer changes, the demand patterns have changed, and Dean Foods and Borden are just in the wrong sector.
Marin Bozic teaches about the economics of the ag industry at the University of Minnesota. Another problem for milk processors is that big chain grocery stores don't really need them anymore.
For example, Walmart, who has been buying milk from Dean Foods and others up until recently, now they make their milk in their own plants.
All these problems left an opening for private equity firms to swoop in. Borden CEO Tony Sarsam says some of the strings attached to investments didn't really set the company up for success.
We found ourselves in a situation where the debt was outsized for the size of the business and for the basic needs of the business to actually grow and prosper.
Sarsam says with the Chapter 11 restructuring, Borden can work with debt holders to sort out a more fluid arrangement. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.